The second secretary at the Iranian embassy in Baghdad, Jalal Sharafi, was abducted in the Iraqi capital in February. He was held captive and tortured for 57 days. Mr. Sharafi was freed last week and hospitalized upon his return to Iran. Representative of the International Committee of the Red Cross and Iraq's ambassador to Iran visited Sharafi and confirmed he had been tortured. The Iranian Foreign Ministry held a press conference today with Mr. Sharafi and the dermatologist who treats him, Dr. Hosseini, along with his psychologist, Dr. Sharifi. Speaking to reporters, Dr. Hosseini said that due to continuous physical torture, Jalal Sharafi suffers from trauma and has scars all over his body, mainly on his foot, ankles, and on his back, which had been punctured by a drill-like device. Drastic weight loss also shows that he has been under physical pressure. Psychologist Dr. Sharifi explained how Jalal Sharafi was subject to psychological abuse. He noted that being kept in a state of uncertainty can cause severe psychological problems. During his 57 days of captivity, he was subject to sensory deprivation and was held in solitary confinement. He noted that it will take Mr. Sharafi months or perhaps even years to recover. A frail and weak Jalal Sharafi thanked the Iranian and Iraqi officials for their efforts in his release. He said he was tortured, relocated, and abused by what he initially thought were terrorists, then came to find out were American intelligence. The abductors would speak to him in English and make references to the U.S. Embassy. He said the CIA officials questioned focused mainly on Iran's presence and influence in Iraq. When I asked him how certain he was his abductors would be brought to justice considering the ongoing U.S. occupation of Iraq, he said, "I have been told the Iraqi government has promised to follow my case. I have sealed faith in the Iraqi government to bring these men to justice." Susan Modares, Press TV, Tehran.